Dynamics of meditation. Meditation is a systematic process. And don't be confused by this whole idea of letting go, which sounds so easy. Letting your thoughts go, it sounds very nice. But letting go is, again, it requires a technique. Therefore, let me explain the method of the technique of meditation. The main thing in meditation that you need is your own mind. First, you find your mind. Normally, mind is scattered all over the world. It's constantly running from one object to another object, attending one object after another. So first, you capture your mind. How? First, by breathing. In order to breathe, your mind has to be with you. Your mind has to become aware of your breathing process. In order to become aware of your breath, it has to come back from here, there, everywhere. Therefore, first, learn to breathe in a manner that is conducive to your meditation. However, in order to breathe, first you have to learn how to sit. Sitting posture precedes your breathing. Because if you are not sitting properly, definitely you will not be able to breathe properly. And if you are not able to breathe properly, you will not be able to bring your mind back to yourself and concentrate your mind. Therefore, first you learn to sit properly. And sitting properly means sitting in a manner where your head, neck and trunk are in a straight line. You are sitting in Sukhasana. You are sitting in Padmasana. You are sitting in simple asana. No, that is half lotus, for example. You figure out which particular sitting pose is most convenient and comfortable to you. Because one of the most important criteria in sitting is that sthira sukham asanam, the pose of your body in which you are comfortable and steady. Comfort and steadiness defines a posture. Because if you are not comfortable and if you are not steady, then no matter what you do, you will neither be able to calm down your breath and definitely will not be able to calm down your mind. Therefore, sit. You can be comfortable and you can be steady in your sitting posture when the weight of your body is equally distributed on your buttock. The gravity, the center of your gravity is at your perineum. Your shoulders are relaxed. Hands are resting properly, either in your lap or on your knees. Then automatically, physically, automatically your mind is free from your bodily concerns. Therefore, such a mind can now pay attention to the much more deeper dimension of yourself, that is your breath. And first, therefore, you establish a good, sound, diaphragmatic breath. Establish yourself, establish such a breathing pattern where there is no noise in your breath. There is no shakiness in your breath. Your breath is not shallow. And the pause between your inhalation and exhalation has been reduced, ultimately to the point that your breath your inhalation and exhalation is flowing in a circle. And if you really want to enjoy a good, deep meditation, then it's better that after you have positioned yourself in sitting pose, and after you have established a diaphragmatic breathing, you do your alternate nostril breathing, that is Nadi Shodhanam, as I described in previous session. Entering into a meditation by going through the gates of alternate nostril breathing is much, much, much easier than trying to enter the state of meditation without establishing yourself in breathing. Therefore, I will advise that first you do alternate nostril breathing. So what happens by the time you do your alternate nostril breathing, you are so fully aware of much, much, much deeper dimension of yourself, that is your heart region, that is the area inside your forehead. And in order to become aware of that, automatically in such a relaxed manner, you have brought your mind back to yourself, and there had not been any tussle between you and your mind, without turning this thing as an issue, you got your mind with you. That's a great accomplishment. Now you begin your meditation. After doing your Nadi Shodhanam, alternate nostril breathing, or channel purification, whatever word you may use, it's perfectly fine. Now, bring your attention to your forehead. Now begins the actual methodical meditation. Now let me explain something. You got your mind back to yourself, but mind has formed a habit of constantly running from one object to another object. Therefore, out of habit, mind gets bored to stay on one object for a long period of time. Therefore, mind in a very subtle, sneaky way starts exploring some excuse to do something other than meditation. Therefore, you have to provide a very, very well chalked out plan for your meditation, for your mind, so that mind can do what you wish your mind to do. Now, here yogis have discovered a very unique thing. In body, human body, just as you have heard, different chakras, the lowest chakra, Mooladhara, then second chakra, the pelvic center, Swadhisthana, then the navel center, the heart center, throat center between eyebrows, and then finally the center at the crown of your head. So there are seven chakras. Similarly, there are 108 marma sthana, marma points, the vital centers in body. Those 108 vital centers, they are very unique. When you study Ayurveda, when you study Chinese system of medicine, you realize its body is amazing. There are unique kinds of energies located in your wrist area, in your elbow, in your center, middle of your lower arms, in your ankles, in your calf muscles, in your thighs, in your throat area, in your temples. And all those different vital centers, they have the unique attributes and characteristics. They offer residences to unique kinds of thoughts and feelings and sentiments, unique kinds of memories, and unique kinds of energies perform their different kinds of dances at those different vital centers. Also, at those vital centers, we collect very unique kinds of toxins and negativities. And it is very natural for mind to become somewhat steady and one-pointed if we allow our mind to travel along those centers of vital energy called marma points. So on one hand, the mind will have an opportunity to make a pilgrimage of all these 108 shrines, sacred sites that are in the human body. At the same time, mind will form a habit of following the map properly, following a system properly, and mind will overcome its habit of attending endless objects randomly. Therefore, the system of meditation that I'm talking to you, it comes from the scriptures. Thousands of masters in thousands of years' time, they have experimented with the validity and authenticity of this type of meditation and have found that this particular method of meditation makes your mind become one-pointed and steady and allows your mind to cultivate a very, very, very profound state of tranquility. And that's what we need. Through meditation, we are trying to cultivate a clear, calm, and tranquil mind. And through meditation, we are trying to make that clear, calm, and tranquil mind become one-pointed. Through meditation, we are trying to make that mind become inward. Through that inwardly turned mind, we are trying to discover our core being. Through that clear, calm, tranquil, and one-pointed, inwardly turned mind, we are trying to understand who we are and what we are, what is our relationship with our body, what is our relationship with our consciousness, what is our relationship with the rest of the world, what is our relationship with the higher reality that pervades our inner world and outer world. And this particular method has been proven to be one of the most effective methods to cultivate that kind of mind and employ that mind to meditate and discover our core being. So, as I was telling, you have completed your alternate nostril breathing. As a result, mind has come back to you. Now, if you try to focus that mind for a very, very long period of time on your forehead, in the center in your forehead area, or at your heart center, or on the cross, or on Krishna, Christ, Jesus, Moses, mind will throw a fit. Sir, you are asking too much from me. Therefore, just apply this method. You allow your mind to travel along those 108 shrines, sacred sites that are in your own body. Let the mind become familiar with the sacred energy, the divinity, the sanctity that is right in here. Let mind get a taste of that higher reality, the inward, inner dimension of life, which is much more delightful, which is much more joyful and fulfilling than anything in the external world. And for that, just follow the method. There are 108 vital centers. Some of them are so subtle anatomically that it will be a big distraction even to make your mind reach there. Therefore, what yogis have done, they allowed, through the process of meditation, they allowed the mind to stop just on many spots and finally come back to the third eye, the center of the third eye, that is at the in your center of your forehead, little above the eyebrow center. And then method continues. So now I will lead you through actual methodical system of meditation. Close your eyes. And once you have completed your alternate nostril breathing, bring your attention to your forehead. And just as you may have learned during the process of systematic relaxation, now bring your attention to your forehead and relax. Relax means inhale and exhale, and automatically just let you relax the center in the middle of your forehead. And once again, relaxation means letting you inhale and exhale gently, without noise, without a jerk, and without a pause. While you are inhaling and exhaling, just be aware of the area where you are trying to relax. That is called relaxation. So, bring your attention to your forehead, relax your forehead. And bring your attention to your eyebrows and relax your eyebrows. Inhale and exhale. Bring your attention to your eyes. Inhale and exhale as you relax. Bring your attention to your cheeks. Inhale and exhale as you relax. Bring your attention to your neck and throat, and inhale and exhale as you relax. This way, now bring your attention to your shoulders and relax. Relax your upper arms, lower arms, wrists, palms, fingers and fingertips. At this point, take 3 deep breaths while you are aware of your fingers and fingertips. Once again, be aware of your fingers and fingertips. Inhale and exhale as you relax. Relax your wrists, lower arms, upper arms, bring your attention to your shoulders, inhale and exhale as you relax. Relax your heart center, navel center, relax your lower back, bring your attention to your thighs. Inhale and exhale, and as you relax, relax your knees, calf muscles, relax your ankles, feet and toes, and here, at this point, take three deep breaths without jerk and noise. Take one more breath while paying attention to your feet and toes. Relax your feet and toes. Relax your ankles, calf muscles, knees, thighs. Bring your attention to your lower back. Take a deep breath and relax. Bring your attention to your navel center. Take a deep breath and relax. Bring your attention to your heart center. Bring your attention to your neck and throat. Now bring your attention to your facial muscles and relax. Relax your eyes. Eyebrows, center between eyebrows, and finally, relax the center of your forehead, the area of third eye. Now feel as though if your whole consciousness is condensed and concentrated in the center of your forehead. However, do not put any strain on your eyes to see anything inside your forehead. It is an effortless process to feel your existence in the area of your forehead. Now watch the gentle flow of your breath from the tip of your nostrils all the way to your heart center. When you inhale, feel as though if the breath has begun to flow from the tip of your nostrils and gradually moving deep inside your heart region, the chest. And without pausing, begin to exhale and feel the flow of your breath from your heart center all the way to the tip of your nostrils. You can also feel very wonderful, delightful, pleasant touch of cool air touching the tip of your nostrils when you inhale, and feel the touch of warm air at the tip of your nostrils when you exhale. Thus you are inhaling cool, fresh air, exhaling old, used up, stale air. This allows your mind to be confined between the tip of your nostrils and the center between your eyebrows. In Buddhist literature, it's called anapana. In yogic literature, it's called prana yoga. Meditation on prana shakti, the prana. In the tradition of Himalayan sages, you take it to the next level by combining it, by combining your breath with the sound of so hum. That means when you are inhaling, mentally listen to the sound so, and without creating a pause, begin to exhale and listen to the sound hum. It's purely mental. The breath is flowing by itself. Deep inside the breath, there is a natural sound of so when you inhale, and from your exhalation comes out the natural sound, hum. And mind alone can hear the sound of silence in the form of so hum. Inhaling so, exhaling hum. In our tradition, the sound so hum is called universal mantra because it is the sound of the universal consciousness that pervades our mind, that pervades every single cells of our body. This sound is called universal mantra because of one more reason. Because it has such a powerful universal meaning. That is, so means that, hum means I am that. So hum, I am that. I am that divine light. I am that spark of the light which is one with the light. I am child of divinity. That child which the Lord the Almighty created in his own image. I am that rapturous child of the divine, whose origin is shrouded in lasting happiness, the eternal joy. With this awareness of the meaning, listen to the sound so when you inhale, and then listen to the sound hum as you exhale. Then bring your hands to your heart. And mentally offer your love and gratitude to the Lord of Life, who is our eternal guide and the source of nourishment to our body, breath, mind, and soul. And gently open your eyes with your palms. God bless you. This is the method of meditation. Very, very, very beginning, initial step of meditation. However, it serves as a foundation for all forms of meditation that we may practice in our ever growing stages, in our advanced stages. The next step of meditation begins with mantra meditation, where a student is initiated into very, very, very personal mantra, which is given by an experienced teacher to the student in a very private manner. That's called mantra initiation. Meanwhile, tradition also has two more two other mantras which are very, very important and are given quite frequently to the students. One mantra is called Gayatri Mantra. That is for the purpose of purification, inner purification, cleansing, cultivating or discovering the sacred fire, the fire of vitality, the fire of enthusiasm and courage. The mantra that enables us to enter our navel center. It's called Gayatri Mantra. Then there is another mantra called Mahamrityunjaya Mantra. Maha means great, Mrityu means death, Jaya means conqueror. The great mantra that helps us tap into our own inner healing force, youthfulness and vitality. And thereby, the mantra that which helps us be healthy in our body, clear in our mind, and strong in our resolution. Therefore, this mantra is called healing mantra, the mantra for health, healing, vitality, and ultimately rising above the fear caused by old age, disease, and death. That's why this mantra is called Mahamrityunjaya Mantra. These two mantras are very, very unique to our tradition. And it is these two mantras which we wish the students to practice for their own personal benefit as well as for the welfare of entire human race, for the welfare of the entire planet, the entire creation. In our special session, we'll discuss more about Gayatri Mantra and Mahamrityunjaya Mantra and the meditation that goes with these two mantras. God bless you.